In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I wanted to hear from Tebow because I think he's the only person that is on the planet that can really kind of look at your door and be like, I've been through what you've been through, right? I think that's important. I think the advice in that is that I already think Shador's subscribing to all of that. Like, I've gotten, and again, I don't know, maybe Shador has like burner accounts we don't know about or something, or maybe he really is deeply involved in trying to hear stories about himself. But by all accounts, he just kind of keeps to himself and just doesn't really let any of that really get into his brain. Like, he's doing what Tebow's already suggested.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the reality is there's a certain amount of noise that as long as Shador is on an NFL team, fans, the organization, and the player are going to have to kind of deal with. And it's, you can say Shador encourages it. I think having a social media presence and having a social media team isn't encouraging it. I think it's trying to find a way to add additional revenue and additional ways to kind of get your brand out there. I think it's a byproduct of, I think that fame is a byproduct of what you're trying to do, not necessarily the goal.
Well, so I guess I'm trying to figure out how incubated can you make yourself? Because even like when he posts videos and stuff like that, or post anything like his music or something, you can post and not look at any of it. Like if you want to, you can make Twitter, you can make Instagram, you can record the stuff and have somebody post it for you. Like how incubated could, as polarizing of a player, but as we did a topic last week about the idea that he is the number one Googled athlete this season and the number five Googled person on planet Earth this year. Like, how much of that fame can you just kind of say, I'm just taking in none of it?
No, you can't. Not his generation. Like, I'll be honest with you. I am not of that generation. Social media came around when I was like in high school. Depending on what you call like AIM and then MySpace and all that, like I didn't really get social media till I went to college. Like it was around, I got to use it a little bit, but there were huge guardrails on it when, you know, because of, you know, all the perverts and bad people out there.
Yeah.
His generation, I mean, I know there are people that let their kids have Instagram or Facebook or whatever when they're like 6 or 7.
Well, so wouldn't that make him better equipped to handle that at this point, or no? I generally don't know. I don't know what this answer is.
So I think it's a double-edged sword. Like, I think you understand it in a way that I probably don't. I'm more removed from it, even now as somebody who uses social media a fair amount for my job. At the same point, I think it's harder to pull away. Like, social media is such, I see it with a lot of my kids' friends. My kids don't have social media.
Yeah.
But I see the ones that do, it's like an extension of your tablet or your phone or whatever, where it becomes an appendage to you. It's like having a third hand or whatever, right? I think it's, if it's hard for me, and I'm not of that generation, to ignore social media on any given day, I can't imagine that he could ever.
I mean, it just, he gives off the appearance, and this is what people would do, obviously, but he gives off the appearance that he's unfazed by all of it. And that's where I think it's a little bit, in many ways, I think it is different than Tebow. I always thought that Tebow kind of swerved into that part of his venture and his journey. But I think Tebow had a bigger goal at hand. I think Tebow was going to try to use his platform to then basically spread the word of God and Jesus and everything else. And I really thought thought he just thought that like fame was a nice conduit to be able to spread that message. Whereas with Shador, I don't know that Shador sees social media outside of anything, but this gives me dollars and a way to connect with fans.
So there's an element of this that is TBD. And it's the element that, you know, I understand teams look at this and go, we've never had a social media influencing quarterback before, and we don't know how to handle it. I think in 10 years, this is going to look foolish. But I think right now, given Shador's social impact, like, I don't know. Because to me, right now is not the time that would impact him, right? Because right now, he's so busy trying to prove to the NFL that he belongs. This is not where you get trapped. I think this offseason could be really interesting. Like, how much does the fact that you played good football in the NFL, how much does that matter to you?
Well, I
think if he makes a Super Bowl at some point, like, that's when I think the fame is going to become a different level.
I mean,
right,
like,
now,
when LeBron went Zero Dark 30, right? Or Zero Dark 23, whatever that was, like, what was his, like, was he actually able to pull it off?
No, it was a branding bit.
Well, I tend to believe you. And so, like, that's where I do wonder if, like, is it possible for any of these quarterbacks, take Shador out of it for a second, any of these quarterbacks across the NFL, is it possible to just be like, everything else is white noise? Because if you're Shador, you got to think up until Sunday, you probably had to spend the previous 6 months just thinking everything else was white noise and these people don't really know what's going on and they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, but I think there was the phenomenon, like, I don't even... Guys, I think there's still a lot more to go with the phenomenon of Shador. If you're already Shadored out because of the supporters or the Shahaters or the videos that he does in the offseason, like, guys, the more popular he gets, the better he gets at football. This is only going to grow leaps and bounds.
I mean, yeah, I would think so as well. I would think that if he ends up being a franchise quarterback and then all of a sudden the Browns are playing, like, he's going to have, he'll hit heights that are extremely, I mean, if Tebow was great, think about the heights that would have been.
Yeah, and I think that's why, like
there's already a natural thing to him, he's a magnet of sorts. Like, there's something to him already that's only going to grow.
Now, I think the positive sign is there are guys who get this. And I actually agree with you. I think Tim, it's not that he got lost in his own mania, but I think he bought into it a little bit. I think he enjoyed it a little bit.
It always felt that
right?
way to me, yeah.
A guy that I think is a much more extreme version of this, and I hated when Shador got compared to him, is Manziel. Manziel, to me, is, like, the second he got a taste of that noise, that energy, that attention, that became more important than anything else to him. Because then that begat partying and grab assing and all the things.
Well, he turned into like a Kardashian, though, where it's like the attention was his drug.
And I think the positive thing, again, I think this whole thing is TBD, right? I do. I don't know any of us know if he's so immensely popular without the NFL that then you put one of the most, I mean, just high energy, the biggest push as you can, which is NFL success behind you. Who the heck knows how popular he, and when I say popular, who the heck knows the amounts of noise he can have around him? At the same point, he's already passed a test, because when you hear the young man speak, he does seem nonplussed by it. Whereas with Johnny, when you heard Johnny speak, oh my God, nobody loved the attention Johnny got more than Johnny. Shador has an element of he could take it or leave it, and
yes.
I really love the word nonplus, just like I don't, why are you asking me?
Well, you know what? He gives off the impression when you listen to these interviews on Wednesdays with Shador, he gives off the impression of, I'm doing this because it's my job, not because I can't wait to get in front of the microphone and talk to you guys. Like, that's not... Maybe I'm reading that wrong, but every time I've heard him talk in these Wednesdays, I just think to myself, okay, he's doing it because that's the requirement. That's what's asked of him. Not as if he is, I can't wait to get my voice out there. It's not the vibe.
I think in the pantheon of guys that we can compare him to, and again, Johnny is the far left over here. He was more of a media creation, more of the hoopla than he was actual substance. And I think Tim is probably, I think he's right of center. If Johnny's all the way off to the left here, I think Tim is right of the center. I think Tim was a lot about football, a lot about the right things, and a little bit caught and struck by the commotion around him and maybe being pushed up as this incredible exemplification of Christianity and all that kind of stuff. And then I think if you go even way farther, I think that's where Shador is. And I think that's, again, I think it's Bill Murray that's like, you've got 6 months of being famous and you either stay an a-hole or you just go back to being a normal person.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think we've hit true heights of fame that he can aspire to yet for Shador. But I think the early returns are, nah, he's still about football. He's still about doing the right things. And I think that's only going to be... Now, the question is, I don't think it's, can Shador handle it? Can the Browns handle it? Because I think Stefanski's buckling on all the noise around him. Like, I think he's not comfortable with it. I think the Browns in general, while they love the social media traffic it gets, probably don't love the criticism that comes with it. I think that's going to be another fascinating angle of whether the organization itself can handle that kind of just sheer mania.
Well, I think, some organizations do. They wrap their arms around it. And some, even like, again, with Baker, when Baker got to a certain spot and he was on every single commercial and he was everywhere, it felt like the Browns' response to that was, okay, well hold on, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And so, like, I hope that's not the case for Shador. I hope they just kind of let Shador be Shador. If he continues to play as good a football as he did on Sunday, it'll be a natural development for him. But I don't know. I don't look at him as somebody that I've ever been concerned about being wrapped up into all this. And I don't know if that's just me being ignorant to it all, but I don't get that interpretation from him.
Well, I think there would be warning signs, and I don't see them. Like, with Johnny, there were obvious warning signs. Even with Tim, like, there were some warning signs there. And again, warning signs, he's turned out to be a really good human being. He's not a jerk. Like, I'm not trying to make him like a cautionary tale. But there were some signs there that's like, oh, he really loves this in a way that is maybe not just about football or just about this or just about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's been a moment. I don't think there's been something that Shador has said where I've thought to myself, oh, he doesn't get it. I think that's an incredible testament to the kid, because
maybe the pantomiming thing and that's it.
I think that was a case of he didn't understand how big that response was going to get, but how could you? Like, how could you know that everyone was going to take that and turn it into, like, if anything, that's a lesson. Like, hey, if you do anything, people are going to react one way or another.
And I think he's had a couple lessons along the way, but it is interesting as he's gotten further and further away from Colorado. The amount of lessons, quote unquote, that we feel like the idea that he, decked out his draft day room and did all that stuff, they just don't seem to exist here. They really don't. I feel like he's got it all figured out, but I don't want to end up looking like an idiot for saying that years down the line.
216-474-0092. What impact will the noise have long-term around Shador and the Browns? John Fanta will talk about his feelings on Kevin Stefanski and what one great game from Shador means to him in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, guys. Tuesdays, 4:20, means Cleveland's own John Fanta, NBC Sports, joins us on the Fan Hotline, and he's actually going to be joining us live from Columbus. He's calling number 13 Illinois at Ohio State tonight, 7:30 tip, NBC Sports Network and Peacock. The Buckeyes looking to start 2-0 before eventually they lose the rest of their regular season games there in the Big Ten. John, welcome to the show.
Wow, you are super positive on a Tuesday, Nick Wilson. Great to be with you. Three-win Wilson, still at three.
Does that also apply to Ohio State basketball?
No.
Yes, I think Ohio State will get about three regular season wins in the Big Ten this year.
Hey, look, it's a crucial year for them. I mean, they have not been to the NCAA tournament in 5 years, and it's time, well, four, but it's time for them to come out of this and get – something going. So they're looking to go to 2-0 in Big Ten play. They have a big game tonight against a very good Illinois team. Intriguing contest in Columbus that the Buckeyes could really use to move the needle here. They should be an NCAA tournament team under Jake Diebler this year. They should be. We'll see if it comes to fruition.
I'll believe it when I see it. John, what'd you think about Shador's big game?
Impressed. I was really impressed, and he did win the day. He played really well. He did a lot of things that, I know some people would be like, well, it was the Tennessee Titans. It's a National Football League, guys, and you saw the weather out there. And I am flabbergasted and beyond confused as to how the people running this organization watch this day in and day out or you know, maybe he elected not to, how you could possibly have sat this kid behind two other people, how you could possibly have sat this kid behind Dylan Gabriel. It's indefensible. There's no explanation for it other than you want to show why you picked somebody in the third round and why that person was picked in the fifth round. I don't know how else to explain it, and I don't care who you like more, what you like. This is an NFL. You're judged by wins. And at the very start of this season, I told you guys, you know, the interesting thing about this Browns season was I didn't think they were a playoff team, but Kevin Stefanski's got to fight for wins here because he's got a job to retain. And the fact is, he has held this football team back. He lost in the game on Sunday. And I'm really happy with Shedeur Sanders. I think you got to love what you're seeing from this kid. He makes the rest of the season super interesting. There's something here with this kid. This kid has proven a lot of people wrong in a couple of weeks.
All right, John. You started to hint towards Stefanski. Once lovers, now fighters, the two of you guys. It's an interesting turn of events as we watch this whole thing unfold. What'd you make of going for the two-point conversion, the play, everything associated with it, and how Stefanski did?
You can't call that play there. That play cannot happen. I don't care if the play gets executed correctly. So for the people out there who say, well, John's arguing this, it's easy to dislike something when it doesn't work. Keep the ball in the guy who got you 350 yards. Keep the ball in his hands. What league, what team doesn't keep the ball in the hot man's hands? This is basic football. And they continue to try to outthink, outsmart, outdo, and all they're doing is losing. That was a joke. How can you watch that type of performance from your quarterback and then sit him down in that moment? You know, that was the most maddening moment of this season. Would you two agree?
I don't know. There's been a lot of them, but it's not great.
Yeah.
You cannot do that, Nick and JP. Not when he's had that type of game. I just don't understand how he could play that well. And then you say, you know what, we're going to try a trick play here. And if it works, I'm still a little bit like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? The head coach, who, nice man, nice family, okay, did some good for the organization.
Erase the phrase.
But the head coach no longer is capable of being the head coach of this football team. He has cost this team games. He has lost his ability to win, and you got out-coached by an opposing staff that has been an absolute dumpster fire, in-season change that never even got off the ground, and you got out-coached by them because you made more mistakes than they did. It was absolutely one of the worst decisions I've seen. It was Hugh Jackson 1-31 level incompetence. To have Shedeur Sanders not in on that play.
John, I guess, can I get you to rubber stamp? You're out on Stefanski, so even if he goes 3-1 in the final four games, you're not flipping-flopping back?
I wasn't flipping-flopping back had he won this game. No way. I wasn't flipping-flopping. I really thought, guys, that Kevin was a byproduct of awful decisions organizationally from the top to bring in Deshaun Watson, and I thought he is deserving of a real chance this season.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
They've wasted the best defense in the league, okay? Their special teams are horrible, horrible. The offense, how does the offense look the way it does now and looked as it was the worst offense in the league, if not as bad as any offense in the league, for weeks. So how did you watch this kid every week and sit him? How did you sit Shedeur Sanders when the competition is Dylan Gabriel, who's not an NFL quarterback? I was previously a Kevin Stefanski supporter, as you well know, and I was willing to give him a shot. But in our world of arguments, I'm not willing to just die on a hill, okay? I was wrong. I was wrong about Stefanski. I really thought that he was a solid NFL head coach. And I wouldn't be shocked if some other NFL team ends up hiring him. I don't know how it'll go. I don't care. I care about the Browns. But I can't argue with, what, 6 wins in the last 30 games? It's a joke, guys. That performance on Sunday, it's like they're battling 17 points. They're not even battling an opponent. They got to 17, and then in the third quarter, every drive stalls. It's the same stuff over and over again. And then, yeah, it was a nice comeback because players made plays. Shedeur Sanders did things on Sunday that Dylan Gabriel never even showed a semblance of doing. You can't defend him anymore. I don't care how the last 4 games goes. The time is up. It's time for change. It's time for a new regime.
All right, how deep does the change go then? Does it catch Andrew Berry, or does Berry end up getting promoted up and then you have a different general manager because of the promotion?
I could see that happening. I could see there being a world, because of the rookie class that Andrew drafted, of him being able to hang on, because as much as I have not been an Andrew Berry guy, I have to give him credit for the rookie class that he drafted. It's been a sensational rookie class. If it were me, I think a reset is necessary for this organization. You know, I know there's some people out there who are saying there's pieces on the field that would indicate that things could get better as you know, next year. Well, it can't get any worse. I mean, in terms of the win-loss column, the talent that they've wasted on the field, you know, again, specifically on defense, has just been... You know, how about for weeks, they didn't run the ball like they've been running it lately. What happened? Well, why now are they able to run the football? Well, you have a more competent quarterback in there, but they've run the ball better the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, competition, opponent, all that, but still, they've been playing some good teams the past couple of weeks. They ran the ball really well, and they ran the ball straight down the field on the 49ers. I would clean house. If it's me running the organization, I just think you have to hit the reset button. These people have had a long leash, longer than a lot of people thought that they would. What's my prediction? My prediction is that won't fully happen. You know, my prediction that is that they will get rid of the coaching staff. because I think that they know that they have to. The Sunday 2-point play. I mean, you would have to be just purely, you'd have to be worse than ignorant to watch that and not say change is needed. But I could see there being, if I had a crystal ball and made a prediction, I'd say Andrew Berry hangs on in some capacity.
John Fanta, NBC Sports on the Fan Hotline here. He's on the call. Number 13, Illinois at Ohio State tonight, 7:30 on NBC Sports and Peacock. He joins us every single Tuesday here on Afternoon Drive. So, four games to go with Shador. He's the starter. What do you want to see from him?
Yeah.
And what do you need to see from him to make it a real conversation that he's the quarterback going forward and you don't draft one in the first round this next year?
Better just a continual progression in timing and comfortability. You know, this is a hard road game on Sunday against a very good Bears team that's won 9 of their 13 games. So nobody's expecting the Browns to win this game. You know, when you have a quarterback who's progressing and getting better week in and week out, I'm not putting it all on him because, again, there's limitations to this team. But, like, what I'd like to see is you know, can the Browns engineer some drives with him? And if they are, it's because of him. It all starts with the QB. I want to see his timing continue to get better. I think there's some moments in games where you just say, all right, he just missed him, or, oh, he had him and he just missed him. He's a rookie, and he's a fifth-round pick. So my expectations going into this were not very high, guys. Be real with you. It's not like I expected him to come in and do what he did on Sunday. And, again, don't care about the opponent. I just want to see him continue to get comfortable with this offense. You know, last week we talked about the Jerry Jeudy Shador Sanders exchange, and you said, did that bother me? And I told you it really didn't bother me. I thought about it a little bit more. You know why it didn't bother me? I saw two guys in an animated discussion that cared. Shador Sanders makes you care about the Browns right now. You know, Quinshon Judkins does too. Myles Garrett certainly does. That goes without saying. But the fact is, when you watch this team right now, they're super intriguing because they have a quarterback who potentially has a future here. Guys just don't throw for 364 yards on 23 of 42. His counterpart threw for a total of 117 yards, albeit granted against an outstanding defense, but still, I am super intrigued to see the last four games and to see what Sanders does. I want to see just more timing, avoid the nightmare, disastrous throw, avoid the big interception, show that you can operate the offense on the road in a hostile environment at Soldier Field on Sunday. And, you know, maybe we end up saying in one of the last four games, he got them that win. You know, can he break through and find a way to a win, you know, or two? But I'm going to say, like, is there a moment in here in these last four games where you say, well, he found a way to give the Browns a win? And are we saying he wasn't the reason why this team lost? In fact, there's reason to believe that he goes into camp next year and he can, you know, be in the mix for this job. I don't think the Browns, I don't think any new regime, and I do think there'll be some semblance of a new regime, is going to say we're putting all our eggs in the Shador Sanders basket. But I think right now this guy's in a very good spot. That if he shows what he's been showing, he improves week in and week out. If he continues this improvement, he's entering camp next year with a real shot to get this job. And I don't think many people thought that was possible. And you got to credit this kid because if he continues to improve to the degree that he has week in and week out already, all I could say is, wow, you know, maybe Mel Kiper did have a point about Shador Sanders and maybe there was something to be said about him on draft night falling and that was wrong. That the Browns may have someone like that. Think about it. This organization has not had that stable franchise quarterback for a quarter century. And they could have backed their way into one here with a fifth-round pick that they took a chance on. It shows the value of the quarterback position, and it shows that maybe a lot of people were wrong. But if he continues to progress, continues to show that timing, guys, that's what I really want to see with this guy. And can he avoid that staying in the pocket too long and then making the disastrous throw? Those are the things that I'm looking for.
Were you worried at all about the defense, though? I think the Malik Collins injury was massive, and I don't think it's an accident that we saw the run game look the way that it did for the Titans off that injury.
No question about it, JP. I mean, that's worrisome, you know, and it's worrisome on Sunday because Chicago has been able to show what they can do on the offensive side of the ball, not to mention their defense has been pretty good. I mean, they've won some grinder games this year, but, you know, they hung 47 on Cincinnati and, you know, they hung 31 on the Steelers. So the fact is, yeah, I am concerned. And then look, defense is human. It's December 14th. You're 3-10. You know, we know 95's going for that sacks record, but the Malik Collins injury, yeah, it's brutal. And there is a part of you that says, you know, with the defense, and I think I brought this up last week a little bit, of like, I don't want anyone to get hurt to a point that it would cost them much of next season. And we know we're in that part of the year. And NFL teams have that happen to them. I hope it doesn't happen to ours. I knock on wood, hoping it doesn't happen to ours. But, you know, there is a world here where the defense is not going to be – they're just not going to be as good as they've been. They're not, because you're talking about a team that's out of the playoff mix and that frankly, has been beaten down because they have a lot of incompetence at the with the other units in the room. I said it before. I'll say it again. I feel bad for Jim Schwartz. And you can't tell me Jim Schwartz doesn't go to bed at night thinking, what the hell, man? I've been around football for this long, and we only have 3 wins, and we're playing the way that we're playing. I know he's an all-business guy, but it's human nature. And I think some of that human nature is going to happen with this team in the last couple weeks. I think there's going to be more drives if the defense gives up more yards and points, and people dissect them and say, well, oh, they gave up a touchdown. Oh, they gave up a score there. Yeah, they gave up a score because guess what? The special teams and offense, for the most part, with the exception of the last couple weeks because they finally have a quarterback who can play, the special teams and offense have been inept. Ineptitude personified. So, yeah, the defense blinked because the defense is tired of it.
John, we got about 30 seconds. Jimmy Haslam, Deion Sanders were seen on video yucking it up this weekend. Deion is the Browns' next head coach. How you feeling?
I'm ready for the show. I'm ready for the – I got my popcorn ready, and it would just be an all-out show. And you know what? I'm here for the movie. Like, honestly, guys, I would have an open mind with that. Like, I get it. There's a dynamic there with the starting quarterback, and, you know, but I don't know. I also look at the head coaching pool, and I'm like, I can't say right now that I'm like, yeah, got to go get that guy. I know a couple weeks ago this show was so enamored with Gruden, but – I would have my popcorn ready and be entertained.
Couple bar stool guys.
Nick was enamored. I wasn't enamored.
Enamored's an interesting word. John, we appreciate you, buddy.
That's what he said. That's his words.
You were enamored, Wilson.
I was enamored, yes. John?
JP told me I believe everything he says.
Okay.
That's a good way to go through life, John.
Next thing I'm going to hear is somebody believes everything the Browns tell you.
I got a Carmen Christmas card, guys. Big news.
I did, too. I'm sure Nick also got his as well. He's expanded out the Christmas list to the point where it almost feels like, I don't know. What cut did we really make here, John? What cut did we make?
John, great stuff, buddy.
I don't know. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, John.
John Fanta there again. Catch him on NBC Sports and Peacock tonight. Ohio State, Illinois. We'll react to what he had to say. I never said I was enamored with John Gruden. We get that.
Why are you just trusting what John said? I have no idea.
You agreed to it.
When did I say that? I don't know. You were. We did a whole like 45 minutes about you being, yeah, well, all right, I'll say it.
Enamored
with John Gruden.
There's been no enamorment.
I had to pull up stats and everything else associated with John Gruden to talk you off the John Gruden ledge.
No, all I said was
enamored.
You could do worse. You could do worse.
Enamored is the right word.
Where's the rubber stamp? Where's the rubber stamp?
Go back. We have this all on, it's all, it exists on the internet.
The burden of proof is on you, not on me.
It's all on Twitter. Wait,
no, you show your work.
You asked me first. That's why the burden of proof is on you. It's not on me after that.
No.
You asked me first.
Fanta said, you said I was enamored. That's your take. You have the original take. You burden of proof.
We did it for like 45 minutes.
I talked a lot about things on 45 minutes.
Bring up the fact that he hadn't won anything in 20 years, and we went through this whole entire thing.
Simply not being dismissive of a man is not.
You love Gruden, just admit it.
No, I'm intrigued by him.
Now you love Gruden because the people are coming around to Gruden?
I am not off Gruden. I am not on Gruden.
Okay, so you're not even off Gruden.
No, I
am. Oh, you're riding the fence on Gruden is what you're saying.
I'm not riding.
At least I chose a side. I'm anti-Gruden.
No, the point is, I am mildly pro. I am not enamored.
Anti-Gruden.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You enamored SOBU.
We'll react to what John had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. John Fanta, NBC Sports, like a lot of us, wondering, now that we've actually seen a good game from a Browns quarterback, why was Dylan Gabriel given all the advantages ahead of Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, you know, it does feel like it's been a weird couple days, I'm going to be honest with you, where it's like everyone's turned on Stefanski, something you and I have been talking about for a long time now. Everyone's wondering these questions of like, how could you possibly have Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur in the building and choose Dylan Gabriel? Some of the things we've been wondering for a long time as well. It feels like the chickens are coming home to roost here.
I will tell you, John sounds like a defeated man in one regard, which was his answer on Deion Sanders.
Well, okay, so here's why I think he was open to it. He was very open to it.
Well, I think it was more like a, I guess.
Well, so first off, I'd love to see the interaction next week if Deion's also there, if that is just a little bit different between Haslam and Deion. But the part that I'm interested by, Nick, if you fire your head coach, and if Shedeur looks the way he did on Sunday, the remaining four games, how does Deion not get a courtesy interview?
Because he shouldn't be in the job.
But think about the dynamics at play here, though. And like, listen, I agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it should happen. All these things we can talk about. But if that's something Shedeur is really, really interested in, and if he looks like he did on Sunday for the next four games, there's a big if attached to that. But if he looks like, whoa, this happened and this happened quick, how do you not give him a courtesy interview?
Because Shedeur would have to first say that to the Browns. And then the Browns would go back to Shedeur and say, you haven't earned the right to have a say in who the head coach is, so simmer down while we hire the head coach.
I think it'd be really interesting to find out those dynamics. I would want to know just how much Shedeur feels like he can wield as far as power is concerned, and I would be interested to see the Browns' feedback in that as well. Plus, we know Haslam loves the dynamics of all this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where...
He loves people talking about the Browns. Like, there's a part of him that would be, I think, very open to this.
I think that's why. I think if you're Andrew Berry, your job is to play keep away and never let that interview happen.
Yeah, well, let's have these pregame meetings between the two of them. And if Shedeur keeps playing the way that it is, it'll be very hard to keep that train off the tracks if, in fact, he does play this good.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. I think it's called having a backbone and having the ability to understand that...
Look who you're talking about, though. You're talking about Haslam and all this.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying don't do it. Like that. Like again, this
I'm telling you, this is just if he plays like he did on Sunday, it's on the table.
It's at least at, in, at least most, in interviews it's going to be five table. Good games. No, he doesn't have. No, you don't do a courtesy interview for the head coach of your franchise just because somebody had five good games. The courtesy, the reward you get for having five good games if you're Shador is you're going to be the quarterback next year and beyond.
All right, if you believe that, then I would also say this is another feather in the cap of you have to fire Stefanski at the end of the season because if you feel like Shador would have no, like, hey, could you just send him for my dad? Could you just do him that solid? Let's see how this goes. If he plays like Jaden Daniels did year one, if he plays like that next year in 2026, you do get a lot more power. You do get a lot more say. You get a lot more.
What NFL
quarterback is their dad is one of the greatest players of all time and also coaches the college sport. Like, it's such a unique dynamic.
But see, this is the problem. You're drunk on power with one good game from Shador.
We can't use past dynamics to even. There's no precedent for this.
Yeah, no, no.
There's zero precedent for
this. It's a precedent that's made up. It's not a thing. It doesn't have to be a thing. Deion is a good college coach. He has won approximately D, nothing, zero in college. I see no need to be like, this is the coach you have to have. And you can't tell me the only reason you wouldn't be hiring him is the buzz, at which point you've already lost the next 5 years.
Haslam loves the buzz. I'm just saying, based off of the Browns and what we know, this is something that I could see Haslam easily going down this road.
I refuse to believe it. As all the dumb things I've watched him do,
I can see him doing it
in the last 10 years, including hiring Paul DePodesta, this might take the cake. You don't have to do it. It's best for Shador to be a professional quarterback without his father around. All right? That doesn't
Mike mean... Mike McDaniel is the OC. Jim Schwartz is the DC. Deion Sanders is the head coach.
You're trolling me. That's all this is. You're just... It's payback
part of that?
For
what
me
part
trying
of that
to prep
like?
You for Albert... All of it. Well, actually, no.
You like Namely, Mike McDaniel? The Deion you like part. Jim Schwartz? Then it's Deion
the Deion
at the front.
Part. The Deion part.
He's
the part where he hasn't earned the right to be an NFL head coach.
Let's see how this goes.
That part.
Let's see how this goes.
No, I don't need to see how it goes.
I got
to
see
how
this plays out.
Okay,
if he looks as good as he did Sunday, I think he's going to be calling a lot
Deion
of shots
Sanders
by the end of the season.
Could look like the second coming of the Messiah. And I would be like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't hire his dad as a head coach. Daddy's back. Shador, not the Messiah.
You don't want to hire the Messiah?
No, that guy seems like he's got his stuff together. That guy seems like he could be a pretty darn good head coach.
Pretty well put together, if
leadership
you ask me.
Traits out the yin-yang.
Every athlete thanks him after all these games for a reason.
Oh, you think he can't handle 54 guys on Sunday? He's got 9 billion people he's leading. Thank you very much. The lead. It's two straight ends of the segment. Out of pocket. You know what it is? You're priming up for Albert, and you're taking out on me.
I'm not doing anything to Albert at 520. I'm not doing a thing. You're the one that's going to play the clip. You're the one that's going to get after it.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.